Thank you, Madam President. I believe this is the first time that my delegation speaks under your presidency, and therefore allow me to express our full support to you and your team. We also deeply regret that we are not able to agree on a program of work, but we warmly welcome your initiative to convene this important thematic debate here today. We fully align ourselves with the EU statement. My delegation would like to make a few additional short remarks in our national capacity. Developments in outer space are increasingly cause for concern. Space is rapidly becoming a congested and a contested domain, a domain on which a large proportion of the global population relies in often critical applications. These developments heighten the risk of accidents and misunderstandings. This is no longer a hypothetical situation, but an issue that we can already see in the distant skies above us. So far, none of this has had any major ramifications, but that can no longer be taken for granted. The Netherlands is therefore keen to engage in discussions that focus on increasing the safety, sustainability, and security of outer space. The Netherlands remains committed to the prevention of an arms race in outer space and simultaneously believes that our efforts should be focused on achieving a normative framework to ensure a safe, secure, and sustainable outer space. It is important to consider how the CD can contribute to this beyond its traditional scope of the prevention of placement of weapons in outer space. Rather, the Netherlands believes that the step-by-step approach taken in the open-ended working group on reducing space threats, which focuses on norms, rules, and principles for responsible behavior, can contribute to the prevention of an arms race in outer space and may lead eventually to a legally binding instrument. Madam President, as a concrete step in this direction, the Netherlands has expressed its firm commitment not to conduct destructive direct descent anti-satellite missile tests at a recent high-level segment of this body. Further steps should aim to enshrine this commitment into a legally binding instrument, possibly beyond the current focus on ground-based direct ascent systems. Considering the overlap within the various multilateral fora concerning the topic of outer space, we also believe that it is important to establish synergies between these fora. We fully recognize that these fora have their own mandates and roles, but can simultaneously benefit from available expertise, ideas, and documented outcomes. For example, the GGE on further practical measures could build on certain elements of the outcome of the open-ended working group. Conversely, proposals by the GGE could be further negotiated within the CD. I thank you, Madam President.